It was this time yesterday that we were crossing live to Paris. That's the sounds of the streets in Paris. We're joined now by Shiv Malik, former Guardian correspondent in Paris.
I can see from my window scores of firefighters and dozens of sort of fire trucks. I don't know what there's left to save, though, from the inside of the building. The spire fell. It broke into two. And when it broke into two, the top half of that central spire fell straight into the heart of the cathedral.
Indeed, incredible reflections there from Shiv Malik yesterday as he was sort of only 150 metres away from that fire and describing it for us. And it was really at that moment we were all looking with great anticipation and concern about what could be saved of the Notre Dame. We're joined this morning by Professor Robert Aldrich, Professor of European History at the University of Sydney, who has got a few of those answers for us this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How much do we know about what has been saved, firstly from the interior of Notre Dame?
Well, we actually don't yet know a great deal, especially about things from the interior, because it is still dangerous for investigators to go inside. And of course, there's so much smoke and rubble that it would be hard for them to examine the paintings and the sculptures and other articles. What we do know is that much of the building itself has been saved, and that's a start.
We have also sort of heard stories about firemen, policemen and other service workers who were making a human chain in an effort to save some of the really important relics that are there. And those include things like the Crown of Thorns. Have we got any indication as to whether that's been saved?
Yes, it seems that several of the religious objects were saved, the relics such as the purported Crown of Thorns of Jesus, and also the tunic of St. Louis. So those objects have a great religious significance, perhaps mostly for Catholics. The concern now is probably more with objects that are of an artistic and historical and aesthetic value, which may have been lost.
One of the other parts of the cathedral that people were very concerned about was the organ. That also seems to have been saved.
It does indeed, although the smoke and the heat and the water may have caused damage to the pipes of the organ and the other mechanism. Again, I think it's probably going to be quite a long time before they can investigate it and eventually test the organ to see if it's still functional.
So how many objects are we talking about, and what significance do they have, as you say, beyond that religious context as well, across the ages that were in Notre Dame?
The number is probably uncountable, because there are paintings, sculptures and carvings, vestments, religious objects, books, the pews themselves and other furniture, the plaques on the wall. Notre Dame is a museum of different ages of French art. Many of the paintings are from the 17th century, some of the sculptures inside from the 18th, some of the religious objects from the 19th century. So it's not just an edifice of medieval art and architecture, but it's a whole panoply of paintings, sculptures, and other objects right down through the ages. Some of them are probably not masterpieces, but they would have some historical value by simply having been in the cathedral. Cathedrals are quite charged with objects, votive plaques, kneelers, and all sorts of other paraphernalia, and some of that is probably of lesser value, but there would be a number of very valuable and historically important works.
So if we find that some of these great masterpieces or great relics have been damaged by fire or water or smoke, what's the process of restoration? Are we at a point in our technology where we're quite good at bringing back objects like these to their glory?
It's incredible what restorers can do. Over the years, of course, they've developed the skill, the techniques, the materials necessary. It's a very time-consuming process. It's a very specialized sort of work, and not surprisingly, it's also very expensive. But I would imagine that a lot of the works could be restored, at least to some degree. They would need to be dried out, cleaned, examined, and even before the actual restoration began. So it is a long-term process.
It's a process that will be fascinating to watch and see. And last night, I think Emmanuel Macron has said that he wants Notre Dame rebuilt within 5 years in a state address. So this is something that is of great concern to everybody, especially the people of Paris. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Professor Robert Aldrich, Professor of European History at the University of Sydney, giving us a small insight as to the things that have been saved or the things that we're unsure about, the relics, the paintings, the history in Notre Dame.